Good morning, good kvitel to everyone. We continue our limud with Maseches Sukkah, Perek Hey Mishnayis Beis and Gimel. More about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Mishnah Beis says, "B'motzei Yontif Rishon Shel Chag, at the end of the first day of Yontif, Yardu Ezos Nashim, they all went down to Ezos Nashim, Misachin Sham Tikkun Gadol, and they made there a big enactment, decree, fix, whatever you want to call it." The Bartender explains that they put mechitzas up, they put the woman in the Ezros Nashim, and the men below, so that there should not, so that there should not lead to frivolity and lightheadedness. I think those are the words. So this is one of the sources brought down for a mechitza. And there were these golden candelabras there. And at each menorah, there were four bowls of gold. Each bowl had a ladder going up to it. And then there were these four young Kohanim. Each of them had a jug of oil that was 120 log. They went up each ladder, and they were pouring the oil into the lamps. That is Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel continues. From the worn-out pants and the belts of the Kohanim, the Bartender explains Hamyanehen is the Targum of Avnet. So the pants and the belts of the Kohanim that are worn out, they would make into wicks, uvehen hayim, and they will light them. And there was no chatzer in Yerushalayim that was not lit from the light of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Bartender explains because the menorahs were 50 amos tall each, and Har HaBayis was also very tall. So when you have a light so high up, it spreads all throughout the area. Everyone should have a great day and a great Yom Tov. I'll send out the Mishnayos for Shemini Atzeres for Monday. I'm here to Shem soon.